好，我们在这里简单提一些重点。第一个，当神的灵把先知以西结带到山谷，带到平原去看的时候
When the Spirit of the Lord brought Ezekiel to this valley, to the edge of this valley, to behold,
先知被带到一个局面去。
And again, this prophet was brought to this particular scene.
我们有一张图，大家看一下哈。
There's a particular picture I want to show you.
稍微体会一点点就是了。
So maybe you could get a sense of what we're talking about here.
如果你现在在那里
，If you're standing right at this valley,
你的感觉是什么？
What is going through your mind? What are you feeling?
那种说不出来的那种死亡的压迫。
And you feel the oppression of death that is all around you.
另外一个。
Anything else?
就是这是一个 hopeless, 一个完全绝望的局面。
And you see and you say this is a hopeless situation.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有被神带到过这种所谓的 hopeless 的局面？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever been brought to a place of hopelessness by God?
人只要还活着，还有一口气就有希望，对不对？
And as long as we still have our breath, we say that there's still hope, right?
死了就绝望了。
But when you're dead, there's no more hope.
死亡把所有的东西都拿掉了。
Because death has taken it all away.
不要说枯干的骨头
，and not to say the dry bones，
根本是不可能的，不可能。
It is absolutely impossible。
弟兄姊妹，我们可能在感情上、在健康上、在生活上、在遭遇上，我们在侍奉上，可能都碰到这样子的局面。
And brothers, maybe emotionally in our relationship, in our services, the things that we are encountering, we've been brought to this place。
所以神为先知这个说这些骸骨能够活吗
？And so the Lord asked the prophet。Can these bones live?
你们会怎么回答
？How would you answer?
摇头。
You would shake your head.
你看以西结，他比我老练多了。
Ezekiel, he is very skillful, much more so than I am.
他如果说可以，但是眼看不可能啊。
If he says yes.But what he sees tells him it's impossible.
因为他说甚多，如果一个还有可能呢、啊。
And he says this is exceedingly great valley of bones.
而且极其枯干。
And then it's exceedingly dry.
但是他又不敢跟神说不可能。
And then he dared not to tell God. God knows impossible.
所以他有一个 politically correct answer.
So he gave God a politically correct answer.
他说主你是知道的。
He says, "Oh Lord God, you know."
聪明啊，真的聪明啊。
He's very, very wise, this man.
他回答不出来，但是他说神你知道。
He didn't know how to give an answer, so he said to the Lord, "You know."
弟兄姊妹，这是今天我们很多的时候会被神带到的一种的局面里面。
Brothers and sisters, I will say, oftentimes the Lord will lead us into this particular scene.
我如果记得不错的话，以西结书三十七章，我第一次把它当讲道来讲的是大概22-23年之前。
I think the very first time I spoke a message on this particular chapter was about maybe 20 or 30 years ago.
那天我讲以西结书三十七章。
And I remember that particular day I spoke on Ezekiel chapter 37.
我讲到神把我们带到很多很多绝望的局面里面去。
I thought the Lord oftentimes would lead us into a place of hopelessness.
当我们在讲的时候，就发现底下人开始流泪。
And then as I was speaking, I noticed There were some that began to weep.
当我们继续讲下去的时候，有人开始哭泣了。
And then, as we continue to speak, somebody begins to really weep bitterly.
当我们那天聚会完的时候，同声祷告停不下来。
And that day, after we come to a conclusion of the service, we ask everybody to pray out loud together. It couldn't come to a stop.
全场哭成一团哈。
And everybody was crying.
然后圣灵也在那一天做了特别的工作，真的很像以西结书三十七章。
And the Holy Spirit did an amazing work that day. Really was like the illustration in this chapter.
一个完全没有盼望、不可能的局面被神转过来。
It was a circumstance that was utterly hopeless, but God turned it around.
我不用去讲他们碰到的难处是什么，真的是很大的难处。
I'm not going to tell you what difficulty they went through, but it was indeed great.
不光在这边看有枯干的骸骨
，and not only when you look to your left，
往那边看也是，往后也是，往前也是，周围都是，而且极其枯干。
I look to the right, I look in front of me, I look behind me, everywhere around me, the bones are exceedingly dry.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这样子的局面里面，我们对神还是要有盼望哈。
A brother, sister, even in the face of all of these things, We need to have hope in God.
哈巴谷有一个祷告，他说：“主啊，在这些年间，求你复兴你的作为。”
Habakkuk had this particular prayer. He says, "O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years."
虽然哈巴谷所面对的局面是一个无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果子，橄榄树不效力，我就不用去讲了。那是一个非常荒凉的局面。
And Habakkuk was illustrating how there was no the fig tree no longer bear fruit. There is no blossoming. Nothing was giving life.
他还是说，然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
And he says, yet I will rejoice in the God of my salvation.
因为主耶和华是我的力量。
Because the Lord is my strength.
不光是我的力量，他可以是让我的脚稳行在高处。
He's not only my strength, but he allows me to have steady feet on the heights.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不管你在线上，不管你是在网络，不管在哪边。不管我们今天碰到的环境是什么
And brothers and sisters, I don't know what circumstances you're facing, whether you're here in person, whether you're watching online.
不管你现在心中认为不可能的事情是什么，不可能的人是谁
It doesn't matter what the impossible situation or the impossible person might be.
以西结的意象就是让我们看见不可能的事情在神决定可能
Ezekiel tells us that what looks as if it's impossible is possible with God.
一个死掉的局面，神可以让它活过来
Something that is completely dead, God says, come alive.
一个完全绝望的局面，神可以让我们重新有盼望。
In a situation where it's completely, utterly hopeless, but God says, now you have hope.
完全没有用的，没价值的，可以活起来成为耶和华的军队。
That which is useless, is refuse, it can be brought back alive to be a living army.
重新在神的手中有用，有价值。
That once again, in the hands of God, it is now with purpose and with value.
这是以西结。
This is what Ezekiel is talking about.
这是这个意象要告诉我们的。
This is what this vision is telling us.
所以，因为他所信的神是那位能够叫死人复活的神。
Because the God whom he believed in is the God who could cause the dead to come to life.
圣经上有很多的话来形容我们所信的神是怎样的神。
There are a lot of verses throughout Scripture that would come and describe who is this God that we believe in.
其中有两个很好的名字，也就是今天要读到的。
There are two wonderful names, is what we're going to read about today.
他是那位开我们坟墓的神。
And he is the God who would open the grave for us.
他是那位可以领死人出坟墓的神。
He's the God who's able to lead the dead out.
多宝贵啊，弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters, how precious.
他是可以开我们坟墓的神
And he's the God that is able to open the grave.
他是可以领死人出坟墓的神
He's the one that is able to bring us up out of the grave.
可以，他是可以叫骸骨变成军队的神
He's the one who could cause dry bones to become a living army.
在他永远没有难成的事情
In him, nothing is impossible.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天面对这样子荒凉混乱或是受压的局面不要灰心了。
So, brothers, when we find that we are in a place of desolation, a place of hopelessness, I tell you, do not lose hope.
我们不要消极无奈的在那里被压受限制。
Don't continue to be in that situation and feel like I'm just oppressed, I'm limited, I can't break out.
神把枯骨放在我们面前。
God puts these dry bones in front of us.
帮助我们认识我们所信的神可以是叫死人复活的神。
That we may know he is a God that could bring the dead back to life.
就像前一阵子建勋交通到摩利亚山上让我们认识耶和华的名字叫耶和华以勒。
Our brother was sharing the other day that Mount Moriah is the allow us to come to experience that the Lord God is the God who provides.
没有带着以撒到山上去，就没有办法对神有这样子的认识和经历。
If you never bring your Isaac up onto the mountain, you will never come to experience God that way.
不被神带到骸骨面前，我们没有办法经历到我的神居然可以叫死人复活。
If we are never brought to the situation to see these dry bones before us, we will never know that He is the God who could cause the dead to come to life.
叫拉撒勒复活，我们觉得还可能。
We say, oh, Jesus, you caused Lazarus to come to life. Oh, that's probably still doable.
叫满山遍野的骸骨，而且是极其枯干的骸骨复活。真的是我说主这个信心我们没有，对不对？
But this valley of dry bones, this exceedingly dry bones, we don't have a message for that.
刚才那个照片，你有没有看到所有的骨头散成一团，不是一个一个一个的？
You noticed that the pictures you were seeing, the entire bones were scattered throughout the land, one by one, by themselves.
凯特，你知不知道你有几根骨头？你只知道少了一根是吧？
凯， ask our brother Kyler that if he knew how many bones he had, he doesn't know. He only knows that he's missing one.
小 baby 生下来270根，长大了以后206根。
When the baby is born, is 270 bones. When he's fully matured, 206.
弟兄姊妹，要骸骨重新连接排列组合，读过没有？
Have you ever heard how these bones now needs to come bone to bone?
我的骨头都得归给我，不能跑到凯勒身上去。
And all the bones that belong to this particular body needs to come to this body, and it can't just be swapped around.
你不能旁边姊妹的骨头跑到弟兄的手上 ，baby 的骨头跑到我的身上，我变怪人了。
And it can't just have a female body part.Become a male body part, and all of a sudden it would be assembled into something very, very strange.
所以当这个神迹发生的时候，难怪他要说不料。
And then when this miracle happened, he says, "I can't believe it." Yeah.
比 behold 好多了哈。
It's better than behold, right?
怎么可能
？How is it possible? And he hears the rattling noises.
他听到 noise, 听到地震了。
And he hear the rattling noises. He felt the earth shake.
满天骨头飞来飞去，咔嚓咔嚓咔嚓，各占其位。
And all of a sudden, these bones begin to fly in the air, and they begin to form into a skeleton.
然后长上肉，长上筋，还有皮遮盖。
And then the sinews and the flesh and the skin begins to cover it.
弟兄姊妹，这是奇妙的事情。
Brothers, this is something marvelous.
所以今天我们在这里，不光神把我们带到这里来。不是只是让我们绝望而已。
So, brothers and sisters, when the Lord leads us to this place, His intention is not that we would be hopeless.
他是使人有盼望的神。
He is the God who would give us hope.
不是让我们在这里只是这个面对枯干的这个骸骨而已。
And not that we would just come here and stare at the dry bones.
他要让我们亲眼看见神大能的作为，怎么样子叫死人复活。
And that He wants to open our eyes to see His mighty work that He will cause the dead to come back to life.
让我们不可能的环境变成可能。
And that which is impossible to us becomes possible in God.